Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. Just the usual pre-mumble-mumble-mumble here. The purpose of the podcast is to update people who know me, Andrew Woolner, about what's been going on creatively for me over the last week. Of course, some life updates get rolled into that, too. So if you don't know me and you've never heard of me, well, then you're presumably an adult. Do what you like. If this is your first update and you haven't been keeping up with me over the years, I suggest checking out update number one, and maybe number two, to bring yourself up to date before jumping back here. All right, well, okay, just running through this stuff quickly. I'm sorry that these things are sounding so samey-same-mix-samey-face these days, but I'll discuss at the end, I am just still so completely screwed for time. YTG updates, still in the interregnum between shows. Between show admin continues. Had a meeting with the interns today. I gave up trying to figure out housing for the incoming interns. It just became too much of an issue. People not giving me really specific dates when they were coming in or not putting in their departure dates. And trying to do that through an agent as opposed to someone who I know personally was just going to be a nightmare. So I just sent them a bunch of URLs and of places that are close enough to the theater. And unfortunately, I'm just going to let them figure it out with you just making myself available as a resource if they have any questions. All right, Nerd Night updates. Nerd Night is tomorrow. We've got really, really low bookings this month, and it's going to be a great show. So look, if you're listening to this and you're in the Tokyo area, just come down to Kawasaki. Try it out. It's a great time. Also, if you're not in the Tokyo-ish area, why don't you tune in online, right? I'm going to put the link in the show notes, but it's tokyo.nerdnight.com. And you can go there and you can get tickets for the live stream. The tickets for the live stream are free if you don't want to pay anything. You can always make a donation, but you don't have to pay for the live stream tickets. And in person, what the hell is going on out there? It's like a lawnmower and an airplane. Sorry, I have to have the window open. It's gotten too hot. We're up to like 27, 28 degrees here today, and it's too hot to not have the window open in this room with three computers on. Okay, I'm sorry, where was I? Yeah, the in-person tickets are only 1,000 yen. It's a really good deal, and there's drinks and stuff. Okay, moving on, podcasts. The intern, Kate, has finished episode 4 and has started 5, so we've now got episodes. I've edited episode 1, she's edited 2, 3, and 4, so that's good. I do need to do my final pass on each of these, partly just to add her name in the credits and other, you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, there's some technical issues that she's not experienced enough to deal with that I'm going to have to go in and fix. I think sometimes it might be her headphones too. She doesn't notice that, you know, while one person's talking, someone else bumps their microphone, so that needs to be cut out. Things like that. Also, I mean, you know, I'm a perfectionist. Her rhythm isn't the same as mine, but I'm just glossing over that. So I feel like there's going to be a different perceived quality level for these episodes than if I had, you know, gone through the whole editing process myself. But I think at this point, getting it done is more important than having it be perfect, right? So, yeah. Anyway, in any case, even though I have to go through these and sort of listen to them and like little fix little things as I go along, she's still saved me countless hours, and this podcast is going to actually be released because of her. So, yay for intern Kate. Photography updates, no updates there. Life updates. Like I mentioned last time, I'm going up to my friend John's ski lodge from Saturday morning. The weather looks okay. We'll probably do some bicycling and hiking. I really hope I can relax. we have the normal thing. Kumiko and I have the normal thing where her sort of the Japanese vacation side is, we're going on vacation, we must do things. And my side is, I'm going on vacation, I want to relax. You know, because we can't relax at home, because we're at home, we're cleaning, or we're tidying, or we're doing some kind of housework. It's just impossible to relax. So we have to go somewhere to do that. And I'm really hoping that I get some time to relax. Of course, I have a union meeting on Sunday morning. Because of course I bloody do. Of course that's when it is. What else? I finished one half of my taxes, which are now like 2 months late. I need to spend some time doing the other half and reconciling accounts over two different pieces of software, because I can't use the Japanese software for like everyday stuff because it really needs to have only the business stuff in it. But I need something to keep track of my personal expenditures as well. So I've got the consolidated one. And that's in an English piece of software that doesn't categorize things as neatly as the Japanese one does. So yeah, it's just a really awkward sort of harmonizing of those two to make sure I submit an accurate tax report. Yeah. Okay. And like I said at the beginning, I'm still being run super ragged. I really feel like this sense of just being overwhelmed has not let up since March. I've got so much admin, almost no art. I would really love if some entity would just pay me to set one day a week aside for like creating stuff, for doing what I'm actually good at, not this admin crap. Ugh, yeah. But yeah, so that's it. That's it. I'll talk to you guys next week when I'm back from hopefully a little bit of a vacation. Maybe I'll be less under a little less pressure next week. But I don't think so because this week's been pretty sort of tight. That's the other big update. It was Hammy's birthday yesterday, so the day was mostly spent in preparation for that because he was on a school trip and he came back in the afternoon. And we celebrated his birthday at night, so I had to have his present ready, which was a phone, which meant I had to do all the setup. So that took a while. But anyway, yeah, so I just need a full week where I can actually like work on all the days that I'm supposed to work on. And I don't know if that would put me ahead, but it would certainly let me pull up the slack a little bit. Not the slack, that's the wrong word. It would certainly let me do some personal admin house cleaning. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just looking at a stack of receipts as I say that. So I'm going to stop doing that. I'm going to stop recording this so I can get it posted. And that's it. And we're out.